So yes, Larry and I had the honor and privilege of getting to know Gloria and Diego on a very special level when we did the documentary. That was an adventure. I'd like to have Gloria and Ruthie come forward. We're going to be blessed with a testimony from Gloria. Gloria speaks English, but she prefers to talk about these personal things in Spanish, so Ruthie's going to translate for us. Ruthie told me yesterday she's really nervous about this, but those of us who understand Spanish can be helping her if she feels like she needs some, but I think she's going to do just great. Thanks.
Good morning, and Gloria is going to share her testimony, and Dottie is absolutely right. And if I don't translate something right, tell me, Dottie, because it's been too many years. I'm sure other people here would be more capable, but Gloria is a wonderful friend.
Buenos días.
Good morning.
Es un placer para mí estar con ustedes.
It's a great pleasure to be here with you.
Hay muchas caras conocidas.
I know many of your faces.
Y sé que ustedes nos conocen a nosotros.
And you all know us.
Porque hemos sido una familia en Cristo.
Because we are the family of God.
Quiero contarles un pequeño testimonio de mi vida.
I want to share with you a small testimony of my life.
Siendo una madre de 22 años. Con una hija de 2 años, siendo mamá con edad de 22 años.
Okay, and 19,
cuando yo tenía 22 años.
Oh, when she was 22 years old, I'm sorry.
Para ese tiempo tenía una hija de 2 años y medio.
She had a child of 2.5 years old.
El gobierno de Nicaragua.
The government of Nicaragua.
Era un gobierno comunista en ese tiempo.
It was a communist government.
Y como nosotros éramos profesionales,
we were professional people.
El gobierno comenzó a reclutar gente para mandar a la montaña.
They started to round up the people and send them out to the mountains.
Y viendo nosotros el peligro que corríamos,
they felt that they were in danger.
Decidimos emigrar a Nicaragua.
They decided to leave Nicaragua.
Diego emigró para acá a los Estados Unidos. Vino aquí a los Estados Unidos.
Diego came to the United States.
En el año 85.
In 1985.
En el mes de enero él aplicó a visa y se la negaron, entonces tuvo que venirse por tierra.
Okay, they applied for visas in May, but they were denied. So they had to come, what's the word?
On land.
8 meses después.
8 months later.
Yo decidí salir de Nicaragua.
I decided to leave Nicaragua.
Con mi hija de 2 años y medio.
She decided to leave with her child of 2.5 years old.
Cruzar el río Bravo de México.
They crossed the river Bravo in Mexico.
No sabía nadar.
She didn't know how to swim.
Pero era tanto el miedo que tenía de estar en Nicaragua.
She had a lot of fear if she would have stayed in Nicaragua.
Que me llenó de valor de cruzarme el río deteniendo a mi hija.
She was very fearful to think of crossing the river carrying her 2.5-year-old daughter.
Y yo recuerdo en ese tiempo.
She remembers in this time.
Que orando al Señor antes de entrar a ese río.
She remembers praying to God before she entered the river.
El Señor me dio un verso en Isaías 41:10.
And God gave her this verse in Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Entonces comprendí que Dios estaba conmigo.
So she understood that God was with her.
No podemos admitir que algunas veces sentimos miedo.
I knew that I had to continue to move forward even though I was full of fear.
Pero si Dios está con nosotros,
and when God is with us,
¿quién contra nosotros?
He is in control of what happens to us.
Y yo agarré a mi hija.
She gathered her Anna, that's her child's name is Anna.
Y comencé a caminar.
And she started to walk.
Y el señor que iba de guía mía, yo no lo conocía.
I did not know who the guide was. A guide was taking her across.
Solo me decía, camine.
He just told me to keep walking.
Y mi hija sentía el agua en su piernita. Y lloraba.
And when her daughter started to feel the water at her feet, she started to cry.
Y él me decía, tápele la boca a esa niña porque se va a oír el eco del lloro.
And the guy told her, you've got to cover the child's mouth or people are going to hear us. They're going to hear her crying.
Porque al otro lado estaba migración de los Estados Unidos.
Because on the other side of the river was the United States immigration.
Y yo le tapaba la boca a mi hija y yo recordaba que el Señor me había prometido que todo iba a estar bien.
She took her child, she took Anna's mouth and she covered her mouth to keep her from crying, but God told her everything's going to be okay.
Finalmente pasé de los Estados Unidos.
So they were able to cross the river and they entered the States.
Y migración, por supuesto, me agarró en el aeropuerto porque no tenía visa americana.
Entonces they took her to the airport because she had no visa.
Y me envió a un lugar donde era como una cárcel. Estaban las mamás con los niños.
So they put her like in a room like a prison.
En esa prisión yo podía oír testimonios horribles de violaciones.
So she was able, while she was in there, she heard lots of stories that were very horrible.
Y en medio de eso yo le daba gracias a Dios que a mí no me había pasado las cosas que yo estaba oyendo.
She was just so thankful to God because this didn't happen to her, which the story she heard to other people while they were crossing the river.
Pero a pesar de todo, a los 20 años me escapé de esa cárcel yo.
So for 20 years, I can still... For 20 days, she was in this prison.
Después yo me escapé de ahí y me fui para Miami.
So they finally left her go after 20 days and she went to Miami.
En Miami vivimos por 4 años.
They lived in Miami for 4 years.
Ahí nació mi segunda hija.
And that's where Jocelyn, their second daughter, was born.
No tuvimos chance de quedarnos aquí en este país.
They didn't have a chance to stay here in the United States.
Pero Canadá tenía un programa para inmigrantes.
But Canada offered a program for immigrants.
Y aplicamos y nos aceptaron.
So they applied for that and they were accepted.
Y gracias a Dios, vivimos en Canadá por 9 años.
So they went and lived in Canada for 9 years.
Y cuando 9 años, Kelowna, la provincia de British Columbia, en Canadá.
Kelowna, Canada. Which is in British Columbia, I believe.
Cuando mi suegro se murió,
her father-in-law passed away.
Él ya tenía su finca de café.
He had a coffee farm.
Y él le pidió a Diego que regresara a Nicaragua desde antes que él se muriera.
And so he had asked Diego if he wouldn't come back to Nicaragua before he died.
Y como buen esposo, él me preguntó a mí que si yo me quería regresar a Nicaragua.
So, Diego, being a good husband, asked her, would it be all right if we go back to Nicaragua?
Por supuesto que yo le dije que no.
To his surprise, she said no.
Pero el Señor siguió tratando conmigo.
But God was always working with me.
Porque siempre las mujeres tenemos algo especial. Dios tiene algo especial con nosotros.
It seems like God always speaks to us as women.
Y él me mostró de que yo tenía que obedecer si quería ver la gloria de él.
She said, I understood that God was telling me if I needed to obey so I could receive God's blessing and his glory.
Pero en ese tiempo yo pensaba solo en riquezas.
But in this time I was only thinking of riches and the things that I could acquire while living in Canada.
Pero no era eso lo que me quería enseñar.
But this was not what God was trying to teach me.
El Señor me quería enseñar.
God was trying to teach me.
Que Él es la riqueza.
That God is the one that has the riches.
Y comenzamos Y regresamos a Nicaragua con mi esposo. Le dije, está bien, voy a ir contigo.
So she finally told him that she would be willing to go back with him to Nicaragua.
Venía embarazada de mi tercera hija.
So when they went back to Nicaragua, she was pregnant with their third daughter.
Los primeros cuatro años tuvimos bien.
For the first 4 years they were back in Nicaragua, it was well for them. And I do believe, I want to interject this, I think they drove a Suburban from Canada, British Columbia, the whole way down to Nicaragua.
10 días.
It was, ¿cuántos días?
10 días viajamos.
They traveled for 10 days.
En México estuvimos 21 días presos también.
And in Mexico they were in prison for 21 days.
Ellos querían robarnos la camioneta.
¿Cómo?
Por quitarnos la camioneta.
Oh, they took their truck from them.
Bueno, y comenzamos la crisis del café.
And then after they were in Nicaragua for 4 years, the coffee crisis started.
Años duros.
They were very, very hard years.
Terminamos todo lo que llevábamos de ahorro.
They got sold and got rid of everything that they had brought back with them.
Pero aún así, seguíamos pensando que Dios estaba con nosotros.
But they always knew that God was with them.
Y en la misericordia de Él.
Y the mercy of God.
Se dejaba mostrar a través de sueños, palabras, ministraba a mi esposo.
And so he was able to, I think,
a través de sueños y palabras.
He gave her sleep and words during this time.
Eso nos alientaba a nosotros a seguir adelante.
And God was telling us we just need to keep putting one step in front of the other.
Yo sé que muchos saben la historia de nosotros.
And many of you know our story.
Una de las pequeñas sorpresas que tuve en esa pesadilla.
This was una surprise that God had in store for us.
Que yo tuve cáncer.
And she had cancer.
Y no tenía un peso para un médico.
And she only had one córdoba to go to the doctor.
Yo le dije al Señor.
But she told God.
Es un tiempo perfecto que tú me lleves. Porque estábamos sufriendo mucho.
I was suffering much, but God told me that this is what I needed to do.
Pero no era el plan de Dios.
But it wasn't the plan of God.
El Señor me sanó sin un peso. Solo orando y ayunando.
So God healed her because of her prayers and her fasting.
Y Dios me dijo a mí.
And God told her.
Te sano.
I will heal you.
Para que prediques.
So that you will preach.
Que hay un Dios.
There is a God.
Que sana.
There is a God that heals.
Que ponga tus manos sobre los enfermos.
And I want you to be able to pray and put your hand on people that are sick.
Y mi palabra.
And your words.
Se cumplirá.
And my word will be completed.
Y los médicos no creían.
The doctors could not believe this.
Y me dijeron a mí, usted está loca.
They said, you are crazy. That's what the doctors told her.
Le dije yo, hágame un examen.
And so they did an examination.
El doctor me dijo, sí, te voy a arrancar más membranas de tu cuerpo para que te des cuenta que no es cierto.
He was going to take the mass out and prove that she was wrong.
Y yo le dije, está bien.
And she said, okay, fine.
Lo que quiera.
You can do whatever you want.
Lo hizo.
So he did
Se
it.
Dio gusto conmigo. Y al final, yo estaba sana.
And the end of the story is that she's healed.
Y son uno de los tantos milagros.
They have had many, many miracles.
Que en medio de la tormenta,
in the middle of all the troubles,
nosotros obtuvimos del Señor.
They've always had God with them in the middle of all their troubles. He's always been with them.
Así como el pueblo de Israel salió con fe de encontrar la tierra nueva.
It's just like the Israelites when they left the land of Egypt to go into the land of Canaan.
En ciertas ocasiones ellos recibían la respuesta que necesitaban de Dios.
At certain stages along the way, he would give them what they needed, and that's what he's done for them.
Y mi esposo y mi familia.
My husband and my family.
Somos agradecidos con Dios.
We're very grateful to God.
Yeah. Le agradecemos a Dios porque en medio de la tribulación,
in the middle of all the troubles,
envió ángeles.
I saw angels.
Envió a mi hermana Ruth.
I don't want to say this. She said she saw me.
Mi hermano Andrés.
My husband Andy.
Así conocimos a mi hermano Paul Kirk, que ha sido de bendición para nosotros.
And Paul Kirk, who's been a blessing to us. And Grace.
Hermano, el señor Kevin.
And the brother Kevin.
Y así comenzamos a procesar el café nosotros.
And with this, we were able to process our coffee from our farm.
Y ustedes ya van a saber cómo perdimos la finca. Nosotros perdimos todo.
We lost everything. We lost a farm. We lost everything.
Pero de allá, el Señor nos la ha levantado.
But from that, God was able to raise us up.
Porque le creímos.
Because we believed.
Que él no es hombre para que mienta.
God doesn't lie, and he is the one that always stands true to his word.
Él siempre es bueno. Gracias.
Gracias.
Y Dios lo bendiga.
Thank you. May God bless you.
Three things before Gloria and Diego come up. One is God has just brought a group of individuals, financiers that actually buy the coffee. Hemisphere Coffee Roasters doesn't buy it from Diego. There's individuals, businessmen and women that have put the money up. Steve Schrock is a key to that. Where are you at, Steve? Steve was a missions director in Central America and just has stayed involved, and I really appreciate it, Steve. And there's others. I'm not sure that anyone else in this room, well, Don and Larry, very involved. And many of you have been down on the farm and have done building projects, but that's a key component, the finances to buy the coffee. What Diego's taught me is when I have a problem, I remember Diego saying to a banker, he told me what he said. She said, "Diego, you have a problem." He said, I don't have a problem. "Diego, you have a problem." He said, "No, I don't have a problem. You have a problem." And God will take care of my problem. You're trying to get money from somebody who doesn't have any money. You got a problem. You know, and when I have a problem, I just say, well, surely God's going to provide. And every time the phone rings or a text comes or somebody says, if you need money for a container, I'll chip in this year. So I don't know what next year is or the next. I just know somehow this guy's got a direct line to God. And God looks out for him. That's one. Number two, Diego said on the movie, he had 60 days. The bank gave him 60 days. That letter got lost in the mail for 30 days. So by the time he got the, right, Diego? By the time he got the letter, he only had 30 days left. So that's a little, kind of important note. And number three, that little bank that gave him the loan, shortly thereafter, defaulted and said, "Diego, you can't send us any money. There's no place to send it," which I remember that for 4 years, he couldn't make a payment, but he also was very worried. You know, what are they accruing interest? What's happening? And that's a question we may want to ask him. What happened? Because he is, he couldn't pay for four years, and now that started. So one question I'd like him to address sometime is, you know, where are you at in this whole thing? But why don't you come on up? Gloria and Diego, and Larry Chupp is going to provide translation services. Here is the movie stars themselves.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I just want to thank God to be before you, you know, helping. It's another miracle for us to be here. I have to thank so many people here, Paul, Andy, Larry. I don't know how many of you I have. Hemos tenido tiempo de muchos de ellos en la finca.
Mucho que.
Hemos tenido el privilegio de tener muchos de ellos.
Many of you have been to the farm.
How many of you have been to the farm?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's more than planned for their eventual departure from this earth, but go ahead.
Y ha sido un privilegio para nosotros tenerlo.
This has been a really great pleasure for them, and they always provide very nicely for everyone that's been there.
Yeah, queremos agradecerle el tiempo que han tenido para visitarnos.
The time that you have been able to spend with them.
Es una historia muy larga y
I have a really long story.
Y con muchas emociones.
And there's a lot of emotion with it.
Y muchas lágrimas.
And there's a lot of tears with it too.
Y también mucho tiempo para agradecer a Dios.
And there's a lot of time that I spend thanking God.
Quiero aprovechar como hacer una pequeña introducción.
I would like to take advantage of a little bit of an introduction.
Antes de contestar las preguntas.
Before I answer any questions.
Porque Dios ha sido muy bueno con nosotros.
God has been just very good to us.
Y ha sido un tiempo de conocerle mejor a él.
And it's been a time of learning to know him better.
Porque cuando estás en situaciones muy difíciles,
it's been during the times that have been very difficult.
Y se te terminan los recursos que tienes en tus manos.
And when all the resources that you had disappear from your hands.
Y ya no tienes más que ninguna esperanza.
And you don't have any hope left.
Y eres cristiano.
And you're Christian.
Todavía te queda el mejor recurso.
And that is still your best resources, being a Christian.
Antes de tirar la toalla, como
just before you throw in the towel.
Tienes que ver a tu alrededor.
You got to look around.
Si todavía tienes algo.
And see if you still have something.
Y si eres cristiano, te vas a dar cuenta que todavía tienes lo mejor en tu mano.
If you are a Christian, you are going to realize that you still have something in your hand.
La Biblia dice,
the Bible says,
yo estaré contigo,
I will be with you
todos los días,
every day,
hasta el fin del mundo.
Until the end of the earth.
Y cuando te das cuenta de eso,
and when you think about that,
nuevamente, tu mente cambia.
Your mind will start changing.
Y dejas de ver al gigante que está frente a ti.
And you, when you see that giant that's right in front of you,
y te das cuenta que el que está contigo es mayor que el que está frente a ti.
And that who is with you is so much bigger than the giant that's in front of you.
Y yo creo que eso fue lo que pasó con David.
And I think that's what happened with David.
Cuando el pueblo de Israel miraba a Goliat.
And when the children of Israel saw Goliath,
David no miró a Goliat.
David didn't see a giant.
Porque si él ha visto a Goliat,
if he would have seen him,
él se corre también.
He would have run too.
Pero él sabía quién estaba con él.
But he knew who was with him.
Y hubo un momento que yo estaba viendo a Goliat.
And there was one time that Diego was actually looking at Goliath.
Pero me di cuenta,
but I realized,
cuando leía la Biblia,
that when I read the Bible,
que Goliath no era muy grande.
That Goliath really wasn't all that big.
Era más grande el que estaba conmigo.
And the one that was with me was much bigger.
Y por eso cuando yo fui al banco,
that's the reason that when I went to the bank,
yo hablé al banco con, tranquilo.
I was very calm when I talked to the bank.
Yo sabía que tenía deuda.
I knew I had debt.
Que era muy grande.
And they were very large.
Que no podía pagar.
And there's no way I could pay them.
Pero también sabía.
But I also knew.
Que Dios me había hablado a mi corazón.
That God had talked to my heart.
Que la finca no se perdía.
That I would not lose the farm.
Yo no puedo explicarles hoy.
I can't explain.
Porque sería muy lejos.
Because it is a really long story.
Contar todo.
To tell you the whole story. If you ever get to the farm, by the way, have him sit down and talk to you about that.
Porque en momentos difíciles,
in difficult times,
Dios te habla de diferentes formas.
God will talk to you in different ways.
La forma más directa es a través de la Biblia.
The best one is through the Bible.
This is not a Bible, but I have the Bible inside. Pero en algún momento difícil de tu vida,
when you have a very difficult time in your life,
tú lees la Biblia y no, ya no tienes gozo.
And when you're reading, you don't have any joy.
Tienes que orar y tienes que ayunar y esperar que Dios te dé algo nuevo porque ya pierdes el gozo.
And ask that God give you something new.
Y un día estoy orando
en
mi cuarto,
in my room,
porque el banco estaba.
Because the bank.
Parece que estoy recibiendo el don de hablar inglés. El banco nos dio 3 días.
The bank had given us 3 days
para tomar posesión de la finca.
To get the farm back.
Yo fui en ayuno y oración.
I was praying and fasting.
Yo dije, Señor.
And I asked God.
Aquí está el título.
Here's the title, the deed.
Tú la diste a través de nuestro padre.
You gave it to us via my parents.
I give it to you.
And I give it to you.
If the bank take it.
If the bank takes it.
No problem. seguiremos sirviéndote.
So.
Hablando al Señor. So, seguiremos sirviendo.
We need to keep talking to God.
Porque no éramos cristianos porque teníamos finca o porque.
We weren't Christians because we had a farm.
Se la entregué al Señor.
Give it to God.
El título de la finca.
The deed to the farm.
Y le dije, con finca o sin finca.
With the farm or without the farm.
Seguimos siendo.
We will continue to be Christians.
3 días después,
3 days afterwards,
fui al banco.
I went to the bank.
Pero dos días antes.
Actually, 2 days before that,
yo estaba orando en mi cuarto.
I was praying in my room.
Cerrado, puerta cerrada.
En llevada también. He had his door locked.
Escuché una voz.
And he heard a voice.
En este oído que se lo van a comer los gusanos.
Speaking into his good ear, he told us tonight, this ear is not so well.
Y me dijo, lee el Salmo 27.
Read Psalms 27.
Yo había leído la Biblia muchas veces.
He says, I've read the Bible a lot of times.
Pero no, yo no recordaba qué decía el Salmo 27.
But I didn't remember what Psalm 27 said.
Sí, me acuerdo del Salmo 91, el Salmo 23.
I remembered 91 and 23.
Pero no el 27.
But not 27.
Yo estaba llorando.
I was crying.
Orando,
and praying.
Y agarré mi Biblia.
And I grabbed my Bible.
Y leí el Salmo 27.
And I read Psalm 27.
Y dice.
And it says.
Jehová es mi luz y mi salvación.
Lord is my light and my salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And who shall I fear?
Jehová es la fortaleza de mi vida.
God is the strength or the.
¿De quién he de atemorizarme?
This is my version.
Y seguí leyendo.
I continued to read.
Al final dice,
and in the end it says,
hubiese yo desmayado,
if you are faint,
hubiese yo desmayado, si no creyese, que veré.
Wait patiently for the Lord.
Si no
be
creyese,
brave and courageous.
Si no creyese, que veré la bondad de Jehová. Espera yes. en Jehová y él hará.
And you wait on the Lord and he will wait patiently for the Lord.
Cuando leí ese salmo,
when I read that psalm,
mi mente,
when I my mind
me reviví.
revived.
Yeah, mi mente cambió.
It's totally changed.
Yes, Señor, gracias.
God, I thank you.
Tú estás en el negocio.
You are in this business.
Perdóname que
forgive me.
Olvidé que tú estabas conmigo.
Forgive me for forgetting that you are with me.
Y no le tengo miedo al banco.
And I don't have any fear with the bank.
Voy a ir al banco.
Voy.
Y a ver qué pasa.
I'm going to go to the bank and I'm going to see what happens.
Ellos me dijeron que en tres días.
They told me in 3 days you're out.
Y el Señor siempre ese mismo día. Me quedé orando un poco dormido.
That same day I was praying and almost falling asleep.
Y miré como una pequeña película.
I saw like a little movie.
Y alguien venía hacia mí.
And somebody came toward me.
Y me decía, Diego,
and told me, Diego,
reprende al banco.
Reference to the bank. Ah, yeah. Sí.
Reprende al banco porque en tres días te dan dinero.
Because in 3 days, they're going to give you money.
El banco decía que en tres días,
the bank had said, in 3 days, you're out.
Y el Señor me está hablando,
and this guy was telling me that in 3 days,
me dan dinero.
They're going to give me money.
Y yo pensé, estoy loco.
He said, in that case, I am crazy.
Estoy loco. Pero me estaba riendo, estaba happy.
he was actually laughing and he was really happy.
Porque las cosas de Dios,
because the things of God,
parecen locura.
Was something that was really crazy.
Yo fui al banco 3 días después.
I went to the bank 3 days later.
Y dije,
I told him,
buena, ¿cómo están?
And I asked him, how are you guys?
Aquí estoy, algo nuevo.
I am here again.
Something new for me?
Is there something new for me?
Y el manager dice, nada nuevo, solo que estoy esperando que nos manden la orden del abogado para que desaloje la finca.
There's just absolutely nothing new. I'm just waiting on the order that you have to vacate the farm.
Yo le dije, no.
I told her, no.
Ustedes me van a dar dinero hoy.
You're going to give me money today.
Y ella me dijo, she was a lady. Y ella me dijo,
lady told me,
dice, no,
no,
no que yo sepa.
No, I don't think so.
I went, yo fui en la mañana.
And I went in the morning.
Mediodía.
And at noon.
En la tarde, a las 5.
At 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Antes de cerrar.
Just before they closed.
Y le dije, algo nuevo.
Is there something new?
Y eso dice, no, no.
She said no.
Yo le dije a ella, llame a Managua, su jefe.
I told her, call your boss in Managua.
Y ella me dijo, somos amigos.
She said, we're friends.
Esto no es entre usted y yo.
This isn't between us.
Es el banco contra usted.
It's the bank against you.
Y ella dijo, voy a llamar a Managua.
I'm going to call Managua.
Para que vea que no es mi problema. No,
so
es
that it's not, so that you realize it's nothing that I'm doing.
Y ella agarró el teléfono.
She grabbed the phone.
Habló a Managua.
She talked to Managua.
Y dice, aquí está Don Diego.
And here's Mr. Chavarilla.
Y dice que tenemos que darle dinero.
And he says we should give him the money.
I don't know. No sé qué le dijo el jefe a ella.
We don't know what her boss told her.
Hablaron un rato.
They talked a little while.
Y me dice ella,
and she told
Don Diego, ¿cómo está la cosecha?
He asked, well, Diego, how is the crop looking?
Y yo le dije, bueno, era septiembre.
And it was September, and
y en septiembre había un poquito de café maduro.
It's coffee is starting to ripen at that time.
Y yo le dije, un poco de café maduro ya.
She said, he said, there's a little bit of ripe coffee.
Pero la plantación está muy sucia.
The plantation actually needs is not well cared for and needs to be cleaned.
Y entonces me dice, Don Diego, ¿cuánto necesita?
She said, Diego, how much money do you need?
Y yo le dije, para hoy, $500.
He said, for today, I need $1,500.
Porque necesito comida para los cortadores.
I have to buy food for the workers.
Y ella cogió el teléfono.
She called, got it back on the phone.
Y llamó a la secretaria.
And called the secretary.
Y le dijo, hágale un cheque a Don Diego por $500.
And called the secretary and said, write out a check to Diego for $1,500.
And that's it.
That's it.
Nunca tomaron la finca.
They didn't come and they didn't take the farm away.
Para el año 2007,
in 2007,
que conocimos a Paul,
they met Paul.
Nosotros fuimos de seis containers.
They had six containers.
En el 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003.
In 2001, 2, and 3,
a un container.
There was only one container.
En el 2007.
Until 2007.
Yeah. La plantación estaba muy mal.
It's the condition of the farm was in really bad shape.
Porque no teníamos dinero para trabajar la finca.
Because they had no money to take care of it.
Y el banco nos estaba siempre tratando de quitar la finca.
And the bank was always threatening to take the farm away.
Cuando usted es cristiano,
when you're a Christian,
el diablo lo va a tratar de poner triste siempre.
Satan is going to try to make sure that you are sad.
Siempre va a tratar de que usted se sienta lo peor.
And trying to make sure that you feel bad.
Pero nunca olvide.
But don't ever forget.
Que Dios está con usted.
That God is with you.
Prepare su mente que Dios está con usted.
You need to get it in your mind that God is with you.
Y usted va a ver la gloria de Dios.
And that you're going to see the glory of God.
Aún en los momentos difíciles.
In the most difficult times.
Dios se va a glorificar.
God will be glorified.
Pero tenga paciencia.
But have patience.
Aun cuando usted vea que la noche es oscura.
Even though you see that it's really dark.
Tenga paciencia.
Have patience.
En ese tiempo.
During that time.
Mi esposa tuvo cáncer.
My wife had cancer.
Dios la sanó.
And God healed her.
No teníamos dinero para nada.
We had no money for anything.
Ni siquiera para la comida de los trabajadores.
And we didn't even have money for the workers.
Pero Dios siempre abrió una puerta.
But God always opened a door.
Para suplir las necesidades básicas.
To supply the very basic needs.
Las básicas, las más pequeñitas.
The very smallest needs. But the most important.
Porque nunca, nunca se va a quedar cero.
You're never ever going to be totally without.
Siempre Dios le va a dejar una luz.
God is always going to give you a little
hasta
light
que se abre la puerta.
That will open the door.
Pero tiene que tener paciencia.
But you have to have patience.
Tiene que quedar esperando en Dios.
You've got to be waiting on God.
No es fácil.
And it's not easy.
Muchas veces tiene que llorar.
And many times you have to cry.
Pero va a ver la gloria de Dios.
But you are going to see the glory of God in the end.
Hay momentos que usted cree que Dios se alejó de usted.
There's times that you're going to think that God has left you.
Algunas veces cree que ya todo se acabó.
You're going to think that everything is done.
Yo casi me iba a Canadá.
He so close went to Canada.
Pero venía a mí nuevamente todas las cosas que Dios había puesto en mi corazón.
But it came back to me everything that God had put in my heart.
Y tomaba nueva fuerza.
And gave me new energy.
Y es lo más hermoso cuando pasamos por situaciones así y vemos como Dios casi se deja ver.
It is so nice when you almost are able to see God.
Nunca va a tener una comunión con Dios más hermosa que en los momentos más difíciles.
You're never ever going to have greater communion with God than in the times when it is the most difficult.
Y no quiero seguir hablando más.
And I don't want to keep on talking.
Porque es muy largo.
Because it's a long story. Okay, questions then.
Okay. Si tenemos, si nosotros estamos enviando el café por Puerto Limón, Costa Rica.
They're sending right now. You want to address that? Oh, you, okay. They're sending the coffee to Costa Rica to Limón, which is a Caribbean port.
Puerto Cortés, Honduras, es muy peligroso ahora.
To send it to Honduras like they used to do is gotten extremely dangerous.
El año pasado,
the past year,
enviamos tres contenedores.
We sent three containers.
Este año,
this year,
vamos a enviar tres.
We're going to send three.
Venimos de uno, de un container.
Yeah.
En el 2007.
Oh, so they came from one in 2007.
Después no cambiamos el año siguiente uno.
They've had one.
The plantation now is la plantación ahora está en buen estado.
The farm is in great shape right now.
Pero nos ha tomado casi 10 años.
It has taken almost 10 years
volver
to get
a buen estado de las plantaciones.
To get it back into shape.
Y vamos para 5 o 6 contenedores.
And so they're looking
en
for
cosecha.
In looking for 5 to 6 containers per crop.
Y estamos vendiendo el café
a
un buen precio.
We're selling the coffee at a good price.
Nuestro banco quebró.
The bank that they were working with failed.
Y pasamos 5 años casi.
And they went almost 5 years.
Que no sabíamos dónde pagar.
We didn't have a clue where to pay.
Y entonces el poco dinero que nos quedaba de la cosecha.
So the little bit of money that we did have left over from the crops.
Comenzamos a hacer nuevas plantaciones.
We started building up the plantation again.
Porque sabíamos que teníamos que pagar.
Because we're going to have to pay someday.
No compramos una casa nueva.
They didn't buy a new house.
Ni nos fuimos a pasear a Ohio.
They didn't come to Ohio.
Comenzamos a hacer nuevas plantaciones.
So they've been working on the plantation. Just a minute. Maybe some people don't know all the care that a coffee farm takes. All the trees, all the trimming, everything that has to happen in a year. There is a lot of work that has to happen. So, good enough. Okay.
Después de 5 años, apareció otro banco.
About 5 years later, another bank showed up.
Que dijo que había comprado nuestra deuda.
And they said they bought his loan.
Al banco que quebró.
They bought it from the bank, from the bank that failed.
Pero ahora estamos debiendo a ese otro banco.
And now we owe another bank.
Y de 260.
And it went from 260,000.
Fuimos arriba de 500 y algo. 520.
Now it's at 520 ahorita.
Yeah, no, era.
Oh, it went up to 520,000.
Pero hemos estado pagando ya tres cuotas más esta que viene.
So we've made three payments and...
De 50,000.
We've made three payments of 50,000.
Y vamos a tenemos que pagar una más de 50 este año.
And we have to make another $50,000 payment this year.
Yo llamé a ellos.
And I called them.
¿Cuánto tengo que pagar?
How much do I have to pay
si
you?
Yo pago de un solo.
If I just find the money and pay it off.
Porque ellos cobran muy caro.
They charge a lot. And I...
30% al año.
It's 30% a year.
Y es...
2.5% per month.
Is that on the total?
Yeah.
Because they, like here, we pay on the balance. Some of the loans in Latin America, you pay on the total.
Ellos compraron la deuda.
Okay.
So ellos comienzan a cargar del valor de la deuda.
Okay.
De lo que ellos compran.
So they just took the loan over and they're...
Ellos dicen que si conseguimos el dinero,
that if we get the money,
Puede bajar de a 250 o 300, es negociable.
We will, they'll negotiate to maybe 250 to 300,000.
Pero ahora,
but now they're saying,
estamos en mejores condiciones.
Now we're in better shape.
Veamos, tenemos buenas nuevas plantaciones.
We have new trees.
Un mejor mercado.
We have a much better market.
Estamos enviando 120,000 libras a Estados Unidos.
We're sending 120,000 pounds to the states.
Y tenemos capacidad de pago.
And we have now capacity to pay.
Pero en Nicaragua es muy difícil conseguir créditos baratos.
It is just really difficult in Nicaragua to get credit.
Porque la condición del país no es estable.
The condition in in Nicaragua is not stable.
Y entonces cobran un interés muy alto.
And that's why the interest rates are so high.
Pero Dios es bueno.
But God is good.
Él siempre es bueno.
It's always good.
Y ahora debemos dinero.
We owe money.
Pero tenemos un buen mercado.
But we have a good market.
Dios es bueno.
God is good.
Thank you. God bless you.